Supply.com.
Welcome once again to another hour of What's on Your Mind. 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, the flagship for our daily conversation with the Northern Plains. All across the Northern Plains, a couple of Canadian provinces, nine states, glad to have you along. You dial us up at 800-228-0550. Let us know what's on your mind, 701-258-0550. You can check us out online at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Connect easily with our Facebook page and Twitter account right there. My name is Scott Hannon.
And I'm Steve Bakken.
On the program today, we're going to chat with the mayor of Cavalier a little later on. Cavalier, North Dakota, is a community nestled in the northeast corner of North Dakota. And they're being evacuated because of flooding and all this rain. So a North Dakota city in crisis. We'll find out what's happening there. The very latest, meteorologist Greg Gust will be here with the National Weather Service to talk about the rain forecast for all of North Dakota. And then the word from Washington in our next hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for his weekly update, taking your calls to talk about everything from the IRS scandal to disaster funding to the Farm Bill, Keystone Pipeline vote anticipated, and much more, all coming up on What's on Your Mind. What is on your mind today, anyway, Steve?
Well, of course, first and foremost, Cavalier and what's going on up there. It's a little odd to have to be worrying about flooding issues outside of the spring runoff and snow melt, but that's what they're dealing with up there. All the rain. It's kind of fall of the rain. It's a blessing on one side. It's good for the ag industry, a lot of producers, with the farmers and ranchers. I mean, we were dry out in western North Dakota. It was downright dusty out there. A lot of reports from 4, 5, 6 inches of rain around the region, and it didn't even run off. There was no runoff. It just soaked right in. So that's how dry a lot of western and central North Dakota were. And then you're seeing the effects of all this rain on the eastern part of the state. So that's still in my mind. And kind of a weather thing today, because I'm still just in awe of all the visuals that are coming from down in Oklahoma and all the tornado damage that was down there.
I'm thinking a little bit about some of those things as well, but I'm also thinking about a new sponsor we have on What's on Your Mind, and would love folks to jot this website down and go to NelsonAutoDelivers.com. This segment, of the program brought to you by our friends at Nelson Auto Center. There are not many places where you can walk in or make a phone call or go online and take your pick of three truck brands. Now, I'm kind of a Ford guy. I've always driven a Ford truck. I know you're kind of a Dodge guy. You like the Dodge trucks, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Dodger, Chevy.
Yeah. And so the folks at Nelson Auto can actually sell you a Ford truck. They can sell you a GMC truck. They can sell you a Dodge truck.
You get it all covered?
Yeah. So you got your Ford, you got your Ram, you got your GMC. And they have a nice little website, NelsonAutoDelivers.com. So if you check that out, you can go there. And they're actually located in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, which is right down I-94 if you're headed down to the Twin Cities. But they deliver free within 3 hours. And they have a VIP purchase package that includes a vehicle of your choice, clean, gassed, pulled up front for a no-obligation test drive upon your arrival. They have free delivery within 300 miles. They have free access to a service shuttle van. They have on-site financing. So I'll give you a telephone number if you just can't wait to get to a computer to check this out. 888-293-9579. 888-293-9579. Or online at NelsonAutoDelivers.com. They're taking care of a lot of folks with fleet sales in the oil patch, and you know, just folks that love an option and want a bargain. And three brands, one call, one location. Nelson Auto Delivers, Ford, GMC, and Dodge Ram. A great way to go, and we welcome them as a sponsor.
You know, when you get out into the oil patch, quite often you're, there's such a crunch on vehicles, and trying to get enough vehicles out there for a lot of these companies that are doing fleet work out there, having the option of going, oh, you're out of fleet Chevys or GMCs or Fords or Dodges, well, we'll take one of those or two of those or a couple of those. They don't quite often have the same kind of vehicle in the fleets because that's not an option. You just can't get all the vehicles. But they can cover it all.
They can, so wheel and deal.
Amazing.
Go to it. Anyway, that's one thing on my mind to welcome them. Another is global warming. Flooding in Cavalier, rain, weird weather season where we really didn't have a spring, right? And we're still waiting for summer. Should be here any day. EF5 tornado now, which they say surpasses the power of the, the big one, Hiroshima, bombs. We're comparing tornadoes to bombs now, right? And this is perfect fodder for the global warming crowd to say, aha, see, I gotcha. So there's a gotcha going on. And I'm wondering if anybody out there, when things like this happen, be it flooding in our backyard in Cavalier or just a lot of rain. And
well, Scott, obviously, 100, 150 years ago, we didn't have tornadoes. So I guess that global warming people are right. Correct?
Yeah, I know. All logic goes out the window when we have natural disasters and people want to advance a political cause. So I'm wondering if there's anybody out there that has a thought about the kind of folks that take advantage of an awful situation in Oklahoma City or a community like Cavalier being evacuated to advance a political cause, and in this case, use it to suggest that there is global warming. What do you say, folks? To those kind of people that use these situations to advance the premise of global warming. Anybody buying into the global warming debate? I want to know. That's what's on my mind today, and I want to know what's on yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You talk, we'll listen. We promise. Right, Steve?
You know, one of the other things you bring up the political side of that, Scott, and the two senators from Oklahoma were very outspoken because they're very fiscally conservative. And they were very outspoken with the Hurricane Sandy relief bill when Hurricane Sandy hit the East Coast. And a lot of people jumped on them because, well, you're not supporting these people. No, they weren't supporting the pork. People tried to tie money for things that were not even related to disaster relief. It just doesn't make sense with the Christmas tree bills that wind up in Washington all the time. People try to slide pork in wherever they can get pork in. And the two senators from Oklahoma, very outspoken on that and put their foot down. Good for them. And now people are trying to point fingers and go, well, see, now it comes back to you. And what about, well, yeah, but they're saying, let's cut out something else out of the budget. We need to prioritize a budget. It's like if I or you were to go on vacation and, well, now gas is up to over $4 a gallon. That's going to cut into my budget. I'm still not going to take the trips I was going to take.
There's in life something known as the gotcha crowd, right? There's always somebody looking to go, gotcha. Oh, see, and these two senators you mentioned, Jim Inhofe and Tom Coburn, are among the most conservative in the United States Senate, okay? And they believe that if you have federal disaster needs, you mentioned Hurricane Sandy, right? There was a need, that what you do is you prioritize and you say, okay, Hurricane Sandy is a need we weren't counting on. Oklahoma City funding, because of the tornado, we're going to need to allocate some federal dollars to the assistance. We're going to have to decide what else in our list of needs, all the other buckets out there, we can do without so we can take care of this priority. They just believe in basically a budget offset. But there's a lot of people going, ah, see, now you're for being all conservative there. Ha-ha, you got a tornado. Now what do you do? Well, I think you do the same thing they suggested for, as you say, in Hurricane Sandy, to go, let's prioritize. I don't think that's crazy. I don't know what our listeners think about that, but I think that makes good sense. Your example's a good one. You go on vacation or plan a vacation. Maybe you stay a little closer to home because the price of gas is too high. Or you always go on vacation in December every year, but May, your tranny goes out, so it costs you $2,000 to put a new tranny in, maybe you postpone the vacation.
Yeah, if I'm going to Wisconsin Dells for my summer vacation, well, at $4 a gallon gas, I'm not going to Wisconsin Dells. I'm going to go to Medora.
Yeah,
someplace a little closer to home.
Here's a couple of Facebook answers on that question of whether or not if the federal government is broke, lawmakers find budget cuts to offset any help for Oklahoma or, for that matter, any disaster. Steve says, I think every one of our government officials, including all government employees, should take a 50% pay cut. And if they gripe about it, up the ante to 75% taken out. Then let them see how it feels to try and make ends meet when the government takes 50% of their pay. I don't know how that's going to work. That's Steve's solution to all this. Lisa, by the way, says Steve for president. So she likes that idea. Way to go, Steve. Yeah. And we don't have many people buying into the global warming fantasy.
How can you? I mean, the science is there. We're just coming out of an ice age. We're still warming up naturally.
Steve and Scott, says this emailer, there is nothing too low for Democrats like that Rhode Island Senator Whitehead. He, by the way, was the one that jumped onto the Senate floor, literally, while they're still pulling people out of the rubble, to suggest that now maybe people will recognize that global warming is the cause for this and blaming global warming. The emailer goes on to say there is no global warming. It's called the seasons. Global warming is just a lie of a socialist designed to have us all living a life like the folks lived in the Middle Ages or the Buffalo Commons.
Every now and then that Buffalo Common thing just pops back up.
Anyway, you know what's on our mind. We want to know what's on yours. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Mayor Cavalier, Greg Gust from the National Weather Service, and Kevin Kramer as guests later on. In the meantime, tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. More coming up.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, friends, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota. Some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge. $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd. If you use the promo code SCOTT, go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant, the bar, the Compradora Veda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This wave is stringing us along.
We have some audio of Senators Inhofe and Coburn explaining their position on offsets for funding. Share their position here and get your take on this at 800-228-0550. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. Who else do we have? We have Senators Coburn. Okay, one talking offsets, one talking pork. These are Oklahoma Senators. Roll those, Aaron, if you would.
I think any time we do an emergency supplemental bill,
Aaron playing these, or are we playing
I believe we ought to pay for it. You know, it's hard to equate when you're wasting at least $200 billion a year on fraud, duplication, and waste in the federal government, that we would go and borrow more money rather than fix the waste. My constituents, they don't want us to charge our everyday living expenses to their kids. The very kids that were rescued from the school, the very kids that we're interested in, why should we saddle them when we're wasting money?
That's Tom Coburn. You agree with him? Is he making sense? And the other is, you know, that's again, $200 billion a year in waste and fraud and pork. And then you say, oh, let's go borrow some more money so we can do disaster relief. He's defending his position. Here's Jim Inhofe, the other senator from Oklahoma.
You said that the request for funding was a slush fund. With all due respect, is there money to help the people here in your home state rebuild?
Well, let's look at that. That was totally different. They were getting things, for instance, that was supposed to be in New Jersey. They had things in the Virgin Islands. They were fixing roads there. They're putting roofs on houses in Washington, D.C. Everybody was getting in and exploiting the tragedy that took place. That won't happen in Oklahoma.
All right.
How do you argue with that?
I agree. And by the way, what he's talking about there is that, you know, the disaster funding request for Hurricane Sandy included all kinds of things unrelated to the disaster. That's the other games they play that you were talking about earlier, Steve. That's the stuff that outrages people. So Senator Inhofe at the time said, hey, that's a slush fund. That's not disaster relief. That's a slush fund. It's a Christmas tree, right? You're trying to add all these other things and say, oh, okay, we're going to use this disaster to get something funded that otherwise wouldn't get funded. So when Senator Inhofe calls that a slush fund, now when a tornado hits Oklahoma, people go, see, yeah, well, you want disaster funding. All that is a slush fund. Isn't this a crazy game? Any way to run a railroad?
You brought up an interesting point yesterday when we were talking about whether or not the federal government should be in the disaster relief business. Because it quite often it is a business. And you're right that we shouldn't be in a business of that. But I think in a lot of cases some of the scope of the disasters are so large you have to have federal dollars behind it.
The reason I brought that up is because we're broke, right? So, again, it comes down to prioritizing. I think what Senator Coburn is saying is, my gosh, we've got $200 billion here in waste, so let's just get rid of some of the waste rather than borrowing more money borrowing against the kids' future to, you know, fund these priorities. That's what I think he's making the point. I would just assume they get rid of the fraud, waste, and abuse of $200 billion. Myself, but until then, maybe we ought to just say, we can't afford it, and that would mean North Dakota as much as anywhere. Let's go to Lynn in Watford City, who wants to weigh in on global warming. Hey, Lynn, go ahead.
Yes, this is Lynn. I was just calling, I think the left are just non-religious bunch, and their way of saying that taken away from God, that what he's allowed to happen because of sin. And God is actually, maybe there is some weather changes or whatever, but God allows that to awaken the people to first world. You know, these tornadoes or whatever.
So
the left is trying to take that away and say there's man-made.
You may understand what you're saying, though, Lynn. You're saying the left uses global warming as what?
As a way of taking away what God's will is, or, you know, to allow the people to awaken through tornadoes, hurricanes, or whatever it might be. They're, you know, most of them are godless. They're not God-fearing people. And it's their way of, you know, taking away from what God allows to happen. I don't believe it was God that brought in the tornado, but he might allow the enemy to do something like that because the people are turning away from God. And it's the left's way of saying there's no God, basically.
Interesting.
Does that make any sense?
No, I hear what you're saying. I mean, first of all, I don't think you're saying the left in general doesn't believe in a higher power. I think you're saying some of the people that use global warming as an argument for, hey, global warming caused the tornado, global warming caused the flood. You're saying their religion is such they don't believe these things happen. This is a Mother Nature.
They're with, you know, saying that all this stuff is in man's control and that they got the answers for everything and you just follow us. Well, you know, it's getting farther and farther away from God there.
All right, there's Lynn's theory. We'll see if others agree with you. Thanks for the call, Lynn, in a busy place on the planet, Watford City.
I think he just wants to bring it back to a nanny state, I think, is what he's trying to point to. The left wants that nanny state mentality and taking care of everything. That's not the role of government.
Agree or disagree, let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's an email on gas prices. When the price of gasoline unnecessarily skyrockets, 45% from $2.90 to $3.20 in 6 months, like it did here in Fargo, vacation trips are canceled, even trips to the grocery store are canceled. I might have to turn down subbing jobs if the prices remain artificially high next fall because I won't be able to afford to drive 30 miles to the schools. With these artificially inflated prices, I can't even take a fishing trip of less than 100 miles because I could buy a lot of store-bought fish for just the cost of the gas, and that's not including wear and tear on the vehicle. It's also driving me away from the Republican Party because of their gutless wonders have not done a darn thing about it. They just rolled over and played dead and said that energy prices necessarily skyrocket, thus no Keystone XL pipeline. All right, there you go. Who's next?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. George, what's on your mind? Go ahead, George.
Yes, the other day on the TV, the other night, I'm not sure, I think it was Hannity, he talked about government waste, about the pictures of portraits that Congress spent. I forget, there was a couple of people, they spent about $40,000 to have the portrait, I believe, painted. And they also had Ed Schaefer, when he was Secretary of Agriculture, he had his portrait and picture on there, too. His cost $20,000.
There's a fine example, George, of something we could do without, isn't it?
Boy, you don't have to think much, do you, about that one?
And, you know, that isn't obviously a huge item. That's not going to pay for the disaster relief they need in Oklahoma or flood protection in the Red River Valley or anything else, but it would be at least a sign that somebody gets it, that you can tighten the belt a little bit. Thanks for the call, George. We appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 after this timeout. Don't go away.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition.
nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984, or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984, or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Something happening here.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennen, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. Ray in South Dakota, what's on your mind this morning?
Hello.
Hello, Ray. Go ahead.
Yeah. This disaster in Oklahoma, why don't they get the money from foreign aid? They give all this money to other countries and that, and they aren't our friends, you know. Let's use this money to take care of our own people here.
We could start a pretty long list, couldn't we, Ray, of things we could do without? I mean, go to the George's call earlier on the portraits, and, you know, you could do the foreign aid thing. Let's start with that list of of those folks that like to poke us in the eye. Okay, well, you know what? We're tightening the belt. Sorry, yours goes.
Yep. You know, and start with the foreign aid. Why do we give money to people that don't like us?
I can think of a lot of lists, that'd be a lot more productive use of every member of Congress, Republican and Democrats' time. Just pick 10 things we can do without. Just pick 10 things we can do without, and then when a tough situation like Oklahoma comes up, or you know, flood protection or whatever, we'll pick from that list to tighten it rather than borrow.
Absolutely, and if you want it to straighten out the economy, the government economy, tell everybody do a 10% less than the government.
There we go.
I think we'd probably balance the budget pretty quick if we stuck to those guidelines.
Remember the hue and cry of Governor Ed Schaefer in a 95% budget? Do you remember that when he said, look, just start your budget by shaving 5%? Oh, my gosh, the screams, the hollering. I'll never forget it, but the federal government could use it. Good common sense from South Dakota, Ray. Way to go. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Hey, we're watching closely a very serious flooding situation that has caused the evacuation of Cavalier, North Dakota. Cavalier is the county seat of Pembina County. It's up in the northeast corner of North Dakota, about 85 miles northwest of Grand Forks, North Dakota. Knows a little something about flooding, and their mayor is on the phone with us, Mayor Ken Breese. Is it Breese or Bryce? How do you pronounce the last name, Ken?
Actually, it's Breezy.
Breezy, okay. Well,
yeah, there you go.
We got it right now. Anyway, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Well, actually, the sun is shining up here, and we just had a meeting with all the agencies that are involved in our situation, and the continued relentless rise of the lake is slowing at this point. We're within about 3 feet of topping over the dam, but the rate of rise has gone to about 2 inches an hour, so that's our big concern. If it keeps rising, then we're in trouble. If we can get it stopped and start going down, we do have a chance here. But we did fill stabilized portions of our spillway with some material that really was just emergency stuff that we stuck in there, so we're concerned with that. And the other major concern is there's a series of detention dams west of the Renwick Dam, and they're all being stressed too. If one of them should fail, then our situation would be over here. But right now we're getting a little optimistic.
Ken, Steve Bakken here. What are you looking at as far as, what are they telling you as far as reports on how high the water is going to get on the dam, and is it going to top on its own, and is that what, one of the concerns?
Well, yeah, topping on its own, that's our major concern. And actually, what they were projecting earlier on is that it would breach last night, and then yesterday they estimated a breach at around noon today. This is just information that they're estimating, you know, but as of this morning, the outlook seems to be getting a little brighter, but obviously we don't need any more rain or any type of moisture. There's so much water out in our cropland here, and it's all draining into our basin, and there is an end in sight. If we can just hang on long enough to get to that point, we do have a chance here. But a person that kind of don't want to get overly optimistic, but with the sunshine, and it sure helps.
We have the mayor of Cavalier, North Dakota, with us, the community that has been evacuated because of the fear of the failure of the Renwick Dam, and obviously an inordinate amount of rain. Greg Gust is going to join us in a little bit from the National Weather Service, and we'll try and get a better idea of how much rain can be anticipated here. But it sounds like you're smiling a little bit today anyway. How many people have evacuated, Mayor? What give us a sense of the mood of the community, and how many people have elected to leave?
Well, we put out, first it was a voluntary evacuation, which was changed into mandatory after a few hours to give people a little time to adjust. And we've had a very good response. The attitude of the community is just, you know, we have a super community up here, and their attitude and support has just been overwhelming. I know when you do these things, you expect a lot of complaints and this and that. I haven't heard one complaint from the people. They just got on board and said, let's do this and put it behind us no matter what. And we're just hoping for the best right now, and so we can all get our people back into town here and get on with a normal life. But it's going to be down the road a little bit here.
But most of the folks that have left, however, though, Mayor, and are heeding the now mandatory evacuation?
Yes, we've had a very good response. There are several that we have emergency personnel, obviously, and police and National Guard are here. But the majority of the general population has heeded the advice. You know, and the bottom line, at the end of the day, our major concern is that everyone is kept safe. You know, no matter what else, we don't want any injury or anything along that line. But they've just been super up here, and we hope for a good resolution to this here in the next few days. But I guess we'll just take what we get.
Talking with Cavalier Mayor Ken Breezy. Ken, if a worst-case scenario happened, how much water would that put in the community of Cavalier?
At this point, it's really, in the past, we've had, you know, projections as to how much overland flooding, how deep the water would be, but that's kind of all out the window at this point, because when we started restructuring the spillway and raising it to avoid any type of discharge at all, because the material that was in the old spillway, if it would have been used, it would have eroded it and took the whole dam at that point. So we tried raising the spillway. And that made such a huge difference in the volume of the lake. You know what, I'm estimating it raised the total lake level probably 8 feet. So we're in uncharted territory as far as to how much water would be coming down a pike here.
The mayor of Cavalier with us. If you do have any questions or comments today on what's on your mind, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. And we are talking with Mayor Breezy today about the situation in Cavalier. The community has been evacuated. Obviously, the rainfall caused a, you know, flash flood, major flooding, and the Renwick Dam, which is on the Tongue River at the Icelandic State Park, is about 6 miles west of Cavalier. And obviously, the concern now is whether or not that dam will hold. What additional precautions are being done? I know there's been talk of an emergency levee overnight to try and bolster up any additional precautions should the dam fail. Where are the emergency levee construction? Where are you at with that right now, Mayor?
Well, the levee construction that I assume they're talking about is the raising of the original spillway portion of the dam, and we've raised that up to the height of the dam. So we got one big roadblock there, and like I said, our only recourse sir, at this point is if the water starts going down. Otherwise, it's going to make its own way, and it'll be a very rapid progression. But yeah, that's the levee they're talking about is where we raise the spillway up.
But you're saying there's no stopping the, unless that level goes down, you're going to get flooding, is what you're saying.
Well, that's the outlook at this point. If it should breach the top of the dam, then there's probably nothing else we could do at this point except take what's coming.
Mayor, Crystal and Mountain also had earlier fights with some potential flooding issues earlier. How widespread is this in the county around Cavalier?
Well, I'll tell you, we just came in from the south here this morning, and there are pockets of just extreme water conditions on the fields. Like you said, in the Crystal area, then you go maybe 10 miles down the road, and the conditions in the fields are vastly improved. So it's really kind of a spotty, but the overall saturation and ground saturation and water lane on overland flooding is, you know, it's extreme. We need some periods of time here without some rain so we can recover from this.
Anything you need, Mayor?
I think we're doing okay. You just keep sending us some sunshine up here and we'll be doing fine.
All right, so you got the folks there you need to handle whatever comes your way, huh?
Yeah, I think we got a good community, good support from Bismarck and Washington. They've all offered all kinds of assistance, and I just hope we don't need any of it. You know, that's our feelings at this point. But if we do, it's available.
My question would be, you mentioned the water in the fields, and they're full, and they're draining fast into causing a little bit more of the problem. I've always wondered what the real effect of drain tile is. Is the Cavalier area a heavily drain tiled area?
Are you talking field drain tile?
Yeah, the field drain tile.
You know, it's been a very popular item here the last few years. It's been... not being a farmer, I can't really say just what the impact is, but talking to farmers, it seems like it really does the trick. Like I said, it's just been kind of new up in our area here, but it is getting very prominent.
I always wonder what the effect, though, of the drain tail running those water off of those fields, so we're losing that natural holding on the fields, and then you start having more issues with reservoirs filling up at a greater rate and much more water. And that always wonders to me if that's a concern for a lot of the little mayors of around the communities that have to deal with some of the flooding issues they haven't really traditionally had in the past.
At this point, you know, there isn't enough drain tile put in the area to really impact anything would be my feeling. And even if it was, I don't know how they control flow out of, they're all done with pumps, you know, when they pump them out, but I don't know how they, at what times they pump or when they, you know, what the situation is there, but I don't think there's enough drain tile in the area to affect anything at that point.
We're going to chat with Greg Gust from the National Weather Service next and try and get you some more good news in addition to that little ray of sunshine that you have up there, and hope things continue going the right way today, Mayor. So best of luck to everybody in Cavalier. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
The mayor of Cavalier on a busy day up there, obviously, can you imagine, evacuating a whole community, and yet the moods are great, everybody in great shape. So Ken Breezy, mayor of Cavalier, our thanks to him for giving us the very latest from Cavalier. The Red Cross, by the way, sent in a trailer with 200 cots, lots of blankets, lots of food and water, and set up shop in Drayton, not too far away, to accommodate the folks of Cavalier who have evacuated. Now a mandatory evacuation for a North Dakota city because of flooding. Just another swing in the good old state of North Dakota, right, Steve?
Absolutely. You know, I kind of wondering what the prediction for future rain is. We'll find out from Greg Gust coming up next.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Soybeans. North Dakota soybeans. Did you know soybean production has expanded to the west and the north in our state over the last decade? There's now 6,000 soybean producers in North Dakota, contributing to a checkoff program. And that investment is paying significant dividends in the areas of research, domestic and international marketing, promotion and education. Through the involvement of both the North Dakota Soybean Council and the association, you receive timely and accurate news and information of value and your pulse on the programs underway to help you become more successful and profitable. Find out more at ndsoybean.org. ndsoybean.org. Subscribe to the North Dakota Soybean Grower and find out more about the North Dakota Soybean Council. Better opportunities, delivering you valuable news and information to North Dakota's soybean producers and all of North Dakota's agriculture community. Check out their website, ndsoybean.org, for more. ndsoybean.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On your mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Greg Gust of the National Weather Service is here to answer the big question. Will the rain shut off? Will summer finally arrive? Greg, how are you?
Wet.
Yeah, no kidding. We're all wet, crying out loud. We have a caller that has a question for you right out of the chute here, so I hope you're sharp this morning.
I hope I'm ready.
Paul, what's your question this morning?
Paul and Bismarck for Greg Goss. Go ahead, Paul.
Sure. Good morning, gentlemen. With regard to global warming, I have to say it's really important to separate the alarmist from the scientist, and I'm not an atmospheric scientist, but bear with me a little bit and enjoy a trip down memory road. I was born in the late 60s. And growing up in the 70s and 80s, do either of you remember some of the alarmists who said that, you know, we're going to have holes in the ozone layer and, you know, and watch out because we won't even be able to go outside for 30 minutes without our skin frying up and you know, when we were coming out of the Carter administration, do you remember the warning that we're going to run out of fuel in 20 years and, you know, we're going to be in dire straits when it comes to energy? So we've heard these alarmists over and over again. And I got to tell you, as a conservative, I don't know many rational conservatives who are anti-Earth or anti-green or, you know, Earth is bad. But here's the funny part. When you look at the extremists on the left, I spent some time living in Colorado, and I want to describe for you some typical attitudes that I noticed among those that I would regard as granolas. Among the granolas, I heard people talk about humans being a cancer, as though humans were some sort of cancer devouring the earth. And yeah. I tell you what,
Sorry to interrupt, Paul, but I get your point. I mean, there's obviously a great deal of rhetoric out there. I'm going to try and craft this into a question for our guest, Greg Gust here, because the tornadoes in Oklahoma City, the flooding, I mean, you pick it, hurricanes, a lot of folks, and many of them, to Paul's point, are alarmists, point instantly to global warming. Is global warming causing the flooding, causing the tornadoes, and doing anything different that's happened over the eons, Greg?
Well, you know, you hear a lot of different comments from people regarding this, and so I'm another person making comments just as your caller is. But recognize that the people that actually deal in hurricane forecasting, tornado forecasting, those people do research in that. Their comments on that, and these are NOAA scientists, so this is your government, our government, speaking on this as well, is that in a global warming world, which we have evidence that carbon dioxide is implicit in part of the global warming, or the warming temperatures that have been occurring here, as recorded here in the last several decades. Of course, solar changes are a part of that as well, and the sun is implicit in part of that as well. The amount of impact and how that's affecting the atmosphere, there's still a lot of science that is trying to figure out what is causing it and how it is affecting it. And one of the things that we do know, in a globally warming atmosphere, that atmosphere is able to hold more water vapor. Okay, so that's an easy one. And if it can hold more water vapor, then it can produce more rainfall or heavier rainfall amounts. So that's one that is generally pretty well accepted throughout the atmospheric sciences meteorological community. As far as tornado intensity, tornado frequency, even hurricane intensity and hurricane frequency, those people involved in forecasting in dealing with those, there's been plenty of research quite current that is saying, well, they actually doesn't. A globally warmed atmosphere doesn't necessarily mean more intense hurricanes or tornadoes, because there's also issues involving wind shear and other things that are very important to that, and the globally warming environment can actually reduce some of those shear issues. So that type of alarmism, that all the hurricanes are going to be bigger and all the tornadoes are going to be bigger, doesn't necessarily hold water, if you'll excuse the pun related to the atmosphere. But the issues of carbon dioxide being implicit as part of the cause for increasing global temperatures, that's established, but it's not the only cause. And then
Greg,
how much of it?
Greg, we're running up against a break. We did want to ask you quickly, thanks for clearing up global warming for us. But
clearing up global warming.
Well, now it's cured, right? We've solved that problem.
Yes, exactly.
Now the other question is more rain. What's it look like for communities like Cavalier over in the eastern and northeastern part of the state?
Well, we have sunshine for a couple of days here, and overnight, things were stabilized a little bit. Of course, the Renwick Dam area, that's still hoping that those little upstream holding areas, the holding ponds and stuff, will hold. It's stable, or it's the rising levels at that lake have stabilized overnight, so it stopped rising, and hopefully some of the water can work its way out of there and create some more room. But right now, Grafton is a big question, because the Park River is ramping up very quickly coming into there, so it's kind of a same situation. There's These summertime floods put a lot of pressure on earthen dams and temporary levees because that erosive quality and warmer temperatures going on.
Never enough time for a great expert like our friend Greg Gus from the National Weather Service. Just get us some summer, would you, my friend?
It's here for a few days, thunderstorms this weekend.
All right, there we go. Thanks.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken roofs. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.